Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 74 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 69 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 68 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 68 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 69 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees.
Service test 1-2. 1-2-3. 4-5-6. WFSM Mackinac City VHF.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 76 degrees.
Okay, Bravo 8, Romeo West India, standing by.
Mackinac 31 test 1-2-3-4-5-5-4-3-2-1. All right, that's it. Alright, are you listening here? 1-2-3-4-5.
NALJN mobile monitoring.
K8DIY test. K8DIY clear.
K8DIY, you're making the repeater a little scratchy. NALJN.
Hey, right. Thanks for the feedback. I'm hearing a repeater from Guilford, I think, 145.310, coming in here on the west coast of Michigan. Over top an IRA repeater, so pretty good band conditions right now. But thanks for the signal report, K8DIY.
I think I recognize your call sign. Is this Gordon? This is Larry, NALJN.
Good morning, Larry. Yes, sir. This is Gordon, QTH Manistee on Lake Michigan.
Roger that. Well, enjoy the beautiful weather, a great day, and enjoy the lake. I'm coming through Lapeer, and we're connected to the Central Michigan Emergency Network. It is connected to IRA as well. All right, very good. Well, I'm at my destination to do a little shopping. You have yourself a great day, Gordon. NALJN, clear on your final.
Well, you have a good day as well, Larry. Good to chat with you on a different system. No, I don't think they're connected to the IRA. This is the emergency, the Siemens group link system, but they've got a repeater in Guilford that is on the same frequency as an IRA repeater, and without a receive tone, you can hear them both.
Well, I'll have to look Guilford up on the map. I don't know where it is, and you clearly are coming through very well, so congratulations on that. NALJN, clear and out.
Guilford is slightly southeast of Bay City.
No, he's hearing the Mackinac City 3-1. Just because it said Guilford, don't freak out.
Oh, all right. The Mackinac City note didn't come up with the call sign that the repeater ID'd on. So my apologies for making the assumption. Still, Mackinac City is a pretty good reach from Manistee as well.
Setting your PL to 131.8 and see if you can get into it. I know it just said W8CMN Guilford, but it's only because it's running on the same voter as Guilford. So it's whatever's coming out of Guilford is coming out of Mac City. But if you try 145 or 10 or what is it? 131.8 is the deal. Try that.
Affirmative. I'm not able to open the squelch from my end with that tone, but. I can hear it. It's basically at the bottom of the scale, like less than one bar right now.
Okay, so that makes a little more sense. It's at the bottom of your scale there. Okay.
I appreciate the info. It's kind of interesting watching the bands come and go. For some reason, APRS is kind of dead today, but modes seem to be working well, so weird conditions. We'll see what happens when it heats up. Appreciate the info, and have a good Saturday. K8DIY, I'll be clear.
Yep, WFSM, W8CMN, Mackinac City.
K8FGW. KE8FGW, sending you. Bobo.
Brad, you still got coverage?
KE8FGW, yeah, I'm still here. I'm just maybe 2 or 3 miles off of St. Ignace.
Okay. You have to get a range check on that going north. Somebody will talk to you here, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, very good, Jeff. Actually, I'm coming up on next at 352, so.
Alright, I got a phone, or a radio on. Yeah, Brad, if you can do a radio check with Fred, it'd be good to see what kind of coverage we got going that way. Cayman SWR.
Oh, yeah, I'll put my call up there about every 10 miles or so. So I'm thinking you'll have good coverage all the way to the county line. 88FTW.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees.
Now we're at exit 359. 88FTW radio check.
Yep, we're still hearing you. KC8YGT.
Yeah, you're good. Yep, you still got good coverage, so.
Brad, be up and say something for a minute or two and then throw your call, please.
Hi, right, very good. Yeah, we're on 75, had it come up on the. What is it? Bridge going across the interstate. I don't know, what up the hill. So it should be getting probably getting better coverage. Hearing me better now. Yeah. Hopefully that will be long enough. KV8FTW.
Yep, thanks.
Keep it up,
SWR. How you making out, Brad?
Hey, we're doing good. I guess you so on F2, we're coming up on the county line right now, so yeah, I'll give you mile marker here in a minute. I'm not expecting to get, but I can't read it. The marker 63. And there's the county line.
Yeah, you're a little noisy. Keep it SWR.
He's cutting in and out too.
Yeah, yeah, that's about to start for me too. It's a little bit noisy. So now we're an hour in the hayfield, so it should be pretty well clear here.
I went to. I don't like that squall crash.
Yeah, maybe you need to go up a little further.
There's three. I'm not getting a light on it, so once you turn the PL on, it'd probably be alright.
Oh crap, hold on.
1-2-3-4-5. 1-2-3. Okay, now the PL should be back on.
Hey, we're at exit 373, Ridyard exit. Sounding pretty good here. You still got an S2S3, and yeah, crystal clear. 88, that's your best.
Sounds pretty good right there, Fred.
No worries. All right, PL's back on.
Northwest crash, good. Yep. Sounds good right there.
Give me this WR.
Yeah, you're calling SS278 here. Yep, you have to move your line.
Yep.
378,
yeah. Fred, do you need to hold the transmitter open a little longer with the RTCM?
Oh yeah, I'll keep your feet for a bit, yeah. We just went by actually 378. It'll be coming up on SS379, which is also from the central exit. Yeah, so, yeah.
The local server, it should take care of that. And it should be the only port on the back of the NVR without a link. Mobile or handheld?
Handheld.
Oh, it's working.
doing right now.
All right.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 84 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 86 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, mostly cloudy, 86 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, partly sunny, 87 degrees.
It still says we're in Guilford, Fred.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, partly sunny, 88 degrees.
WATPP. Oh, it looks like you had it in your radio. WHCPT from W8FU. WHCPT. Yeah, I'm hearing you, Don, and I'm answering you. This is the third time. You got your volume up? WHCPD from W8FU. WHCPD. Let's give it another try. WHCPT, W8FU.
Sean, for what it's worth, I hear you both. Apparently he's not getting your transmission. N8WRO Richmond.
W8CPT. Okie dokes. Are you hearing me now? W8FU.
All right, John, I guess maybe it's hitting Mount Clemens, and I'm just not hearing you. I'm going to jump back to the other one.
All right, we'll catch you there. Yep. I mean, you got a receiver right in your backyard, so that explains why your rocks solid in. But catch you back on UHF. W8FU. I just can't make that one. I could hear you guys. I just can't make it from here.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 89 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 88 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Mackinac. W8CMN, repeater Levering. W8CMN, repeater Petoskey. W8CMN, repeater Stetsonville. W8CMN, repeater Mackinac. W2PUT.
Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray with a question.
Go ahead with a question, WAYRC.
Is this linked all the way to Mackinac? I was just listening a few minutes ago, and I heard a computer automated voice saying something about Mackinac.
Well, that's a good question myself. I don't think so, but unless they installed another repeater further up, and that could be, I think there's one like Sheboygan, maybe, or up that area.
Fair enough, I appreciate it. I just heard it say Mackinac, I think I heard Petoskey, and something else over the same automated voice, so I wasn't sure if those were linked repeaters or something different. I appreciate the response. This is Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray.
Yeah, we got a few of them linked, so it's possible the way things are growing. So, 7-3, have a good day from WAYRC.
So the guys are up in the Mackinac area working on a new repeater. So yes, you were hearing that correct. And there will be a VHF repeater on the Central Michigan network. You are actually on the one gentleman is on the Lapeer, and the other one's on Mount Clemens. Which are both kind of guests on the Central Michigan Network, but
They're adding a Mackinaw, if you will, repeater to the Central Mission Network as we speak.
That is very awesome, actually. I appreciate the information. Thanks for coming back. This is KE8LA.
Yep, those guys never rest. They're always kicking butt and putting things up. Building networks, building repeaters. So. All right, take care, guys. W8FU.
Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 88 degrees.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
KE8OOE, this is
KF8BLS. Even though we're this close, it's not washing off the front end, so you're doing all right. I want to hear what it sounds like when you get to where you work.
W8CMN, repeater Mackinac.
Microphone as well, because I can't hardly hear you. I said, do you have the air fired up?
Definitely have the air fired up.
Folks, you got my attention now. You're right in there. It don't sound bad. The speaker's kind of left out in this radio now from running it wide open.
You were saying something about that the other day when we were traveling.
I wonder how cheap I can get a speaker for it. I don't know. They probably don't even sell them for this thing. I don't even know. Maybe it's got a weird impedance thing. I should see if there's an actual Gingrich schematic.
If you can, I know you can do it for sure.
Probably whittle it out and put something else in, you know, just make up a patch cord for it and hook a speaker up on the ceiling of the truck, I guess.
See, I'm just past the churches. I'm on that straight stretch heading out of Vassar in between the corn.
You're making good time then.
Yeah, it's 6:15, and I don't like to be late.
Go easy on them brakes in town. I gotta try to get them. I'm gonna play up Jeff and see if I can get them down there tomorrow before he wakes up. And slap those on, especially if we're gonna be taking off. You need to. You need some stuff done too. I'm gonna probably haul them bees in the back of your car.
I am having a hard time hearing you. I think you said something about going to see Jeff. That's what I hope you said.
I'm gonna fire him up here a little bit later. May go fishing tomorrow. I don't know. I wanna wait for you, but I can take him fishing, but it has to be a second trip, I think. Because if I get some pants on the rear of that car, I want to get it back up here.
Don't wait for me. Take him fishing.
You'll need the car. So Detroit. That would mean two trips down there and back. The tailgate is always latching right, you know, on this thing, so I don't want to send this thing full of B equipment and everything else over there to where you work. Did I lose you?
No, I'm here. I'm just having a real hard time catching most of what you're saying.
Main connect, or did I not tighten that antenna connector tight enough on that car?
That time was a little better.
You've got a hum on your signal. That's why it's hard to understand you.
One of us does. I'm suspecting you're meaning me. I have a hum on my signal.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Bizarre. I don't know. Maybe I'll be picking up another rig. The state of waves right on this antenna. I just swept it.
Good now.
Yeah, that's bizarre. Well, I wouldn't think it's this repeater because she's making it through it pretty good. It must be this junk $60 radio I got.
The antenna looks good up there. I just checked it.
Olivia, can you hear all you would say?
W8CMN, repeater Mackinac.
Diane, repeat that.
I said, my antenna looks good up there. I just checked it.
Are you in limits in town yet?
Probably 2 miles out. Almost there, though.
I'm going to call him and see what's going on. I might just bring some tools and the floor jack up here and do it here. That still requires me to go down there. I'd really like to see him taking fishing, but, well, I don't know. I think we're probably going in his wife's truck anyway, so I can get him up in there.
Yeah. I'd love if you guys could go fishing. That'd be awesome.
Get that many bass again, we're going to have enough for a fish fry. I gotta get this fryer thing cleaned up for turkey too. And then all the wax. I gotta melt that. I got a big bunch of wax I gotta melt down.
Can't wait to eat those fish.
These antennas both sweep real low. I think them Chinese anticipate it. And then judging from the end where it was lopped off, I think that they, it says they're made in Japan, but I think they, we're getting the B instead of the A models, we're getting the B, the second, the blemishes. But I'll tell you, these antennas play pretty good until you run them into a tree.
I just crossed into Frankenmuth right now.
Heard that this repeater is such a monster, too. B8OOE.
Two more days. KF8DLF.
Four. You're almost there. See, today and tomorrow night, right?
Yep.
See if they got them giant rubber bags of rubber bands at somewhere. Go pick some up tonight and close these lids on these nukes, and then bright and early in the morning get the doors to spun around and get them loaded up when you get here, and run them down there and set them into those five frame colonies.
Sounds good. I'll hurry on home.
That big fat squirrel's out here eyeballing me again.
I love that squirrel. I swear, I never really had a squirrel before.
Me Yeah, they get so where you can hand feed them, but I don't like stuff like that. Wild animals that close to me, any of them can get rabies. Less likely with a squirrel than it is some of that other stuff. But I don't like particularly care for hand feeding wild animals. Good way to get nailed.
Well, I agree with that. Plus, when I bring the dogs out, I don't want a squirrel trying to come up and get a snack from me. That would not be good.
My dog's a jerk. You're just about in the driveway, aren't you?
Trying to get there. I'm following Grandma. She doesn't want to go over 24. Okay, I just pulled in. I'll see you in the morning.
S-A-D-L-S. Doing fine on both ends. That's good enough. That's all I care about. And then we got some other high gainers, 7900s that we can use when we're on the highway going up there. So it's good enough. I'm content. We'll hit less trees with these, and these might hold up a little better. Sentry, KB80OE.
73KF8BLS.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 87 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 84 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 80 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 75 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 74 degrees.